Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. The Mighty Metallica.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going. Yeah, it will. Yeah.
It is the Plan B Morning Show. Let's keep her moving. It's time for your Morning Dump Part D.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump Part D brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it up. Well, 3/4 of the country is covered in snow right now. And so a lot of people are out there shoveling away, snow blowing. According to a new survey, 59% of people say they shovel their own driveway to remove their own snow. 16% have someone else, like their partner or neighbor, remove it for free. 10% pay to have removed. 12% just wait for it to melt. Hunter's
and
at
then
the
you got Hunter. Then you got Hunter who just drives over it.
Yeah,
like everybody else should do. Just drive over.
No, your wife's out there just breaking her back, just shoveling away.
Doesn't shovel the driveway. I don't make her do that.
So you haven't done anything on the driveway so far?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
You just drive right through it. We both got CRVs. Woo, you don't have to pick up a shovel, man.
Yeah, my God.
So when you shovel a path up into the driveway, so when you get out of the car, you got clean feet, right up to the door.
Yep.
But, yeah, I people are so up in arms about having just the perfect clear driveway, If grandma's coming over, I get that. I understand it. Her Cadillac can't make it up and over that hill. But otherwise, what are you doing?
God, you should see my driveway. It is spick and span.
For what? Why?
So I don't have to struggle. I can just pull in, pull out, so my wife doesn't slip.
You had a truck.
Yeah.
You have a truck, for God's sake.
That just goes to show how it's nice to, and it looks so much better. It actually, if you would get out of that damn road.
It melts away.
Not for a while. Dude, it's 0 degrees outside. You just got piles
God's
of snow.
Sake.
You know what? Your wife's going to get stuck.
No.
You're going to have to push her out of the driveway. Will you just out and shovel?
I haven't yet.
Just a little. And here's the thing. If you keep up on it, you don't have to shovel as much.
Keep up on it for what? You got to give me a reason to keep up on it for.
So you're not a bum. So you're not just hanging out
there. What do you mean a bum? No, I'm not wasting my time.
Making your wife have to gun it like Smokey and the Bandit, like the Dukes of Hazzard boys trying to clear the bridge.
That's your problem. You're not experienced in this field. You just don't gun it like Smokey and the Bandit. You can't do that. You're going to wreck your bumper. You
got
to ramp it. You got to ramp it a little bit, reverse, ramp up, reverse. You got to create a rut.
And you have a small driveway, too. You have a tiny little driveway. It would take you 5 minutes to shovel that thing out.
Ugh. That's 5 minutes wasted. That's what it is.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I'm the smart one here. I understand plowing the roads. You guys got to do that.
You got the plow that goes by and kicks up stuff on your driveway, so it makes it even harder to get out.
It just makes a better ramp. That's what it does.
It's just the worst. I'm surprised you haven't concocted some crazy like flame throwing device to melt the snow around there.
I've thought about it, but then I'm like, why? It's just a waste of time. I don't need to do anything with that snow. I can just sit there and it'll melt away.
You just see your wife.
It's like
there.
You guys in your leaves. It's the same thing with the leaves.
See your wife sitting there just revving up her CRV, neutral dropping it just to get over that hump in the driveway.
Here's another life hack. If you do it in reverse, it works even better.
But see, that's the thing though, is you gotta pull in normally. Yeah, you can reverse out, and then you're blindly gunning it into traffic. Will you just get out there and shovel, for God's sakes?
You're out there throwing snow over your shoulder. I'm in the car having a blast.
No,
ripping
through
driveways.
I got the snow. Do you want me to come over with my snow blower?
No.
Because
don't touch my snow. You bring it over and blow snow into my driveway. How about that?
God, your poor wife. Your poor wife. Don't listen to Hunter. Go out there and shovel your effing driveway or get a snowblower. Nope. Have someone do it.
Go ahead and throw your back out. Get out there all sweaty.
Just blasting through there. Just your front end of your car. You don't even have a... He's just all beat up. Making me angry now. You and your dirty ass driveway.
You're just jealous because I'm right.
God. Lastly, a new skin patch that works best if worn on the neck can accurately monitor blood pressure, heart rate, and glucose in real time. That's right. You slap that patch on there, and it can also measure the amount of alcohol or caffeine in your bloodstream.
Wow.
Yeah. I could see more of this stuff happening, right? Like, we have different health monitors that you can just put on your body.
Amazing things. So I kind of have experience with it because I'm diabetic. And, you know, I used the Dexcom for a while. Actually, Dexcom had a Super Bowl commercial. And, it's weird what these things can do. It's just a little, like, hair needle thing that goes in your body. Mm-hmm. Can detect your blood sugar at all times. I can't imagine what they could do outside of diabetes with these things.
Yeah, for sure.
Like what you're just saying.
It can also detect that you have not shoveled your driveway, and it will beep at you until you do.
Well, I ain't wearing one. I'll tell you that.
Beep, 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 beep. All right. There you go. That's your morning dump part D. It's the Plan B Morning Show. We'll be back.